pursuant to the provisions of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, and Alaska Statutes 2405-160, the Senate of the State of Alaska, assembled in the Senate chambers of the first regular session of the 17th Legislature, is hereby called to order. The presentation of the colors and the Pledge of Allegiance will be given by the Juneau Girl Scouts Junior Troop Number 1 and the Juneau Brownie Troop Number 14. Megan Myatt, Pillar Scott, Colby Bilberry, Ping Ping Zhang, Jennifer Whitaker, Angie Truax, Heather Love, and Melissa King are with the troop. The Brownie Troop Number 1, the Brownie Troop is Sarah Bean, Kelsey Baptist, Whitney Mulberg, Carol Nyman, and Jessica Whitaker. Would you please stand for the colors? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We remain standing and we'll have the invocation for the opening day of the 17th Legislature will be given by the Reverend Lou Rooker of the Northern Light United Church.
Thank you, Mr. Cargill. I want to extend a welcome on behalf of Juneau and especially the pastors and religious communities of Juneau to you all. Say that it's always an exciting time of the year when the legislatures convene, and I think Juneau shares your hopes that this will be an excellent session with much good done for the state of Alaska. It's also the day in which we as a nation celebrate the birthday of Martin Luther King, and I would like, if you will, to read just a brief passage from a letter that he wrote when he was in the Birmingham jail. We remember Dr. King, but sometimes forget what an extremist he was and how often he was in trouble. And he, on this particular occasion, was in jail, and the white ministers of Alabama wrote an open letter to the paper decrying his activities and his stances on civil rights, and he wrote a long letter in reply. And I'll just read one paragraph of that letter to us as leaders of the state, because I think that his words are very appropriate to leaders. And he writes, "But though I was initially disappointed at being categorized as an extremist, as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a measure of satisfaction from the label. Was not Jesus an extremist for love? Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Was not Amos an extremist for justice? Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Was not Paul an extremist for the Christian gospel? I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Was not Martin Luther an extremist? Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. And John Bunyan, I will stay in jail to the end of my days before I make a butchery of my conscience. And Abraham Lincoln, this nation cannot survive half slave and half free. And Thomas Jefferson, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice or for the extension of justice? In that dramatic scene on Calvary's Hill, three men were crucified. We must never forget that all three were crucified for the same crime, the crime of extremism. Two were extremists for immorality and thus fell below their environment. The other, Jesus Christ, was an extremist for love, truth, and goodness, and thereby rose above his environment. Perhaps the South, the nation, and the world are in dire need of creative extremists. Shall we pray together? Almighty God, we ask your mercy upon this day, for surely our state and our nation and our world are in dire need of creative leadership. We are mindful, ever mindful, of those who are at war today, especially thinking of the Persian Gulf and the civilians and the soldiers whose lives are threatened there. We ask that your Spirit grant them strength and courage. We pray for the leaders of the nations of the world that they might be shown a way to find peace which is just for all, and find it quickly. O Lord, we pray for the leaders of this state as we gather together at the beginning of this legislative session. Grant the women and men of the Senate and of the House your wisdom and your guidance. May they have the energy necessary to their tasks. May they have the insight which we so desperately need to solve the problems and set the course for the future of our state. O Lord, bless us all as we bow before you, remembering that apart from your will and your word, we can do nothing substantial for our good. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Senator Zorroff.
Thank you, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, President, Chairman. I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal, as well as the opening remarks to the prayer.
Without objections, it's so ordered. My duty today is to read to you the entire certificate of election, and then we will have the various senators in groups of where they reside come forward and be sworn in. To all of you shall see these presents, greetings. I, David Kavimi, Director of the Elections of the State of Alaska, do hereby certify that the following candidates have been elected to the State Senate at the general election held on the 6th day of November 1990 in the State of Alaska, as shown by the official certification of the State Ballot Counting Review Board as provided by Alaska Statutes 15-15-450. Southeastern Election Region, District A, Lloyd A. Jones. District C, Jim Duncan. The South Central Election District Region, District E, B, Kurt Menard. District F, B, Virginia Collins. District G, B, Patrick Rohde. District H, B, Rick Euling. District I, B, Sam Cotton. Central Region, Election Region, District K, B, Betty Fahrenkamp. District L, Al Adams. District M, Lyman Hoffman. In testimony thereof, I have hereto set my hand and fixed thereto the seal of the State of Alaska at Juneau, the capital, the 29th day of November, A.D. 1990, David G. Kovyamini, Director, Division of Elections. Will the following senators please come forward to take their oath of office from District A, Lloyd Jones, District C, Jim Duncan, District E.B., Kirk Menard, District F.B., Virginia Collins, and District G.B., Patrick Rohde. Would you all raise your right hand and repeat after me, inserting your name after I. I, Jack Coghill.
I, Patrick.
The Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
That I will faithfully discharge my duties as a state senator.
That I will faithfully discharge my duties as a state senator.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, folks. Following senators, please step forward to take their oath. District H.B. Rick Euling, District I.B. Sam Cotton, District K.B. Betty Behrenkamp, District L. Al Adams, and District M. Lyman Hoffman. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will faithfully discharge my duties as state senator to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Congratulations, Lyman. Please remember the folks that have been sworn in. If they'll come to my office and get their certificates signed for the election. Nominations are now in order for President Pro Tem of the Senate, Senator Zora.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. I would like to move the nomination or the name for nomination for President Pro Tem for the Senate, the distinguished senator from the community of Fairbanks, the Honorable Senator Betty Behrenkamp.
Are there any other nominations? As consent has been asked without objection, it's so ordered, and Senator Behrenkamp has been elected Senate Pro Tem President. Well, Senator.
I want to thank everybody for that honor, and indeed it is a great honor. I'd like to ask if Senator Jones would serve in my stead today, and I appreciate very much the confidence that you showed. Thank you.
Is there any objections? No objection. It's so ordered, and so would Senator Collins and Senator Menard please escort the President Pro Tem, Senator Jones, to the chair. Thank you, sir.
Lieutenant Governor Coghill. He got out without an escort. Shows you how fast he wants to get into the job. Okay, under the provisions of the law, Alaska Statute 2405-120, the uniform rules of the 12th Legislature, first session, as amended in 1985, 1988, and 1989, will serve as temporary rules of the current legislature until permanent rules are adopted. Nominations are now in order for the permanent president of the Senate, Senator Halford.
I move that Senator Eliason be nominated as president of the Senate for the 17th Alaska Legislature.
Further nominations are open for president. Question being, shall Senator Eliason be elected president of the Senate? Oh, there are no further nominations. Without objection, nominations are closed.
Sorry. I would ask that Senator Eliason be elected by acclamation as president of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Eliason is elected as president of the Senate for the 17th legislature, and will Senator Adams and Senator Kurtula escort President Eliason to the podium.
Senator Kurtula and Senator Adams escort Senator Jones back to his seat. Thank you. Senator Rohde.
I ask unanimous consent that the motion be reported as a unanimous ballot rather for the president rather than just mere unanimous consent.
Thank you very much. Thank you. As we all know, it's very seldom that the president of the Senate has the opportunity to speak from this position. I would like just a few minutes of your time and take advantage of that opportunity. First, I'd like to thank the senators for electing me to this position for these next 2 years. My commitment to you is to do the best job I can. I'm sure that we will move the state forward along with the governor. I know that each of us have an individual agenda. I think this agenda certainly includes serving the people of the state of Alaska in an honorable and decent manner. But I also have a personal commitment, which is to do the best of my ability to raise the level of confidence that the people of the state of Alaska has in this institution. I'm certain that we all share this endeavor. I know that I can't do it alone. I know that 14 senators cannot do it, but I know that 20 of us can. So I'd only ask that you join with me in this effort. Thank you. I would like to appoint Senator Kurtula and Senator Porchot to call upon the governor and notify him that the Senate is organized and ready to do business and report back to the Senate. I would request that former speakers Senator Duncan and Senator Cotton notify the House that the Senate is organized and ready to do business and report back to the Senate. At this time, I will appoint a committee on committees. Senator Eliason, who will chair the committee, Senator Duncan, Senator Halford, Senator Jones, and Senator Kurtula.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Without objection, the Senate stands in recess. Order. Senator Kurtula.
Mr. President, on behalf of Senator Porchot and I, we waited upon the governor. We wish the Senate well
a wish that we would join hands with the administration and any of the problems we may have with the giants of the earth and the United States government. Mr. President, at this time, I would put in motion the name of Rick Helfrich to serve as majority leader for the next 2 years. Mr. President, I ask that he be selected by acclamation.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Representative Martin.
Mr. President, I'd like
Representative
to convey a message to you from the new Speaker of the House, Representative Lucy North, who was nominated by acclamation, and he wishes to convey to you a most successful session and that the House is now in order of money for business.
Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to working with the House this session and making it a productive and short session. You might carry that word back.
90 days or 95.
We're not saying 90 or 95. Less than 121.
Thank you.
Senator Cotton?
Mr. President, yes, Senator Duncan and I did travel down to the other end of this building and allowed that the Senate was organized and ready to do business. They wished us well. We offered them some advice. They said they'd let us know.
Thank you very much. The Secretary will read the Committee on Committees report.
Committee on Committees report, January 21st, 1991. Dear Mr. President, your Committee on Committees has met and submits to the Senate for its consideration chairs and members of the 9 staying committees as approved by the Committee on Committees. Finance Committee, Senator Petula co-chair, Senator Pershaw co-chair, Senator Duncan vice chair, Senators Adams, Ewing, Hoffman, and Schultz. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, Senator Sturgeluski chair, Senator Fisher vice chair, Senators Cotton, Hoffman, and Menard. Judiciary Committee, Senator Helfrich chair, Senator Rohde vice chair, Senators Adams, Frank, and Collins. Labor and Commerce Committee, Senator Pierce chair, Senator Collins vice chair, Senators Helfrich, Elias, and Petula. Community and Regional Affairs Committee, Senator Frank chair, Senator Jara vice chair, Senators Hoffman, Sturgeluski, and Pierce. Resources Committee, Senator Jones chair, Senator Cotton vice chair, Senators Menard, Helfrich, Elias, and Jaroff, and Frank. Rules Committee, Senator Jaroff chair, Senator Helfrich vice chair, Senators Duncan, Jones, and Eliason. State Affairs Committee, Senator Rohde chair, Senator Duncan vice chair, Senators Pershaw, Ewing, and Fisher. Transportation Committee, Senator Menard chair, Senator Jones vice chair, Senator Schultz, Pierce, and Fahrenkamp. Report was signed by Senator Lyson, chair, confirming Senator Duncan, Senators Duncan, Helfrich, Jones, and Petula.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Committee on Committees report be adopted by the Senate.
The question being, shall the Committee on Committee reports be adopted? Senators may proceed to vote.
Will the chairman be voted?
Yes. Yes. Does any senator fail to vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The clerk or secretary will record the vote. Okay. And so the Committee on Committee reports has been adopted by a vote of 20 yeas and no nays. We will now proceed with the daily order of business. Introduction of guests. Senator Zara.
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have a student attending the Sheldon Jackson College, which is in your hometown, that is visiting with us today. There were other people that were present, but I don't see them here. But I would like to take this opportunity to introduce a former resident from Kodiak, but now living in Sitka, going to Sheldon Jackson, Eldon Zellhuber.
Senator Katula.
It's my distinct and happy opportunity at this time to introduce the daughter of the previous president of the Senate and wife of the previous Speaker of the House. And I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Martha Cotton, Jillian Cotton.
Messages from the governor.
Message dated January 14th, dear Mr. President.
Excuse me. Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce two very special people to me today. Standing on the floor, filming some of the action is my husband, Bucky Tart, who's a real strong supporter in helping my campaign. And then sitting in the gallery behind me is a very, very special friend who's come here from California to see me sworn in today, Mr. Kevin Farrell.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me is a longtime friend from Anchorage, a formerly confirmed Mr. Mike Carey.
Are there any further guests to be introduced? Senator Sarnoff.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President. I also see in the Miller Gallery there, trying to hide from me at this point, Dean Paddock.
Messages from the governor.
Message dated January 14th, dear Mr. President. Under the provisions of Article 3, Section 18 of the Alaska Constitution, I'm requesting the opportunity to address a joint session of the 17th Alaska State Legislature on Tuesday, January 22nd at 8 p.m. for presentation of the State of the State Address, and Thursday, January 24th at 8 p.m. for presentation of the State of the Budget Address. I would like to outline for the legislature policy and budget matters that lie before us. We can then proceed with our work as expeditiously as possible. Thank you for your cooperation in this effort. I look forward to a successful session. Sincerely, Walter J. Hickel, Governor. Those are all the messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Senator Halford?
There's a message from the House dated January 15th. Dear Mr. President, the House respectfully requests the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chamber on Tuesday, January 22nd and Thursday, January 24th at 8 p.m. to receive Governor Hickel's State of the State and State of the Budget addresses respectfully.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate accept the House's invitation to meet in joint session on January 22nd and January 24th at 8 p.m. for the budget message and the State of the State.
Without objection, the Senate accepts the House invitation to meet in joint session on January 22nd at 8 p.m. and January 24th at 8 p.m. The Secretary will notify the House. Communications?
There are no communications today, Mr. President.
There are no standing or special committee reports today. Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 1 by the Rules Committee, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas.
Rules.
Senate Resolution Number 2 by the Rules Committee, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Ethics Reform.
Rules.
Senate Resolution Number 3 by the Rules Committee, establishing a Senate Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism.
Rules.
Senate Resolution Number 4 by the Rules Committee, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Domestic and International Commercial Fisheries.
Rules.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Senator Fisher, declaring June 16th through the 22nd to be Amateur Radio Week.
Labor and Commerce.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Senator Fisher, relating to Kenai as a bicentennial city in 1991.
State Affairs.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by Senator Fahrenkamp, urging the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to use its current power to make loans for low-income housing.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Senator Farron Camp relating to the payment of finders and realtors fees by the Department of Health and Social Services to nonprofit organizations and realtors who successfully place in permanent housing individuals and families who are either without housing or reside in temporary shelter or unsafe housing.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 1 by Senators Rohde and Fisher proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska related to the individual right to keep and bear arms.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 2 by Senator Fisher proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to repeal of regulations by the legislature.
Judiciary.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska limiting the number of terms a person may serve in the legislature.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 4 by Senator Kutula proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska requiring legislative confirmation for members of the governing boards of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation and Alaska Railroad Corporation.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 5 by Senator Menard proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the duration of a regular session.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 6 by Senator Jaroff, Menard, Rohde, Jones, and Fisher relating to an amendment to the Constitution of the United States prohibiting desecration of the flag of the United States.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 by Senators Frank and Fisher proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the duration of a regular session and requiring an estimate of state revenue to be submitted to the legislature during each session.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 8 by Senator Pierce proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska granting jurisdiction to the Supreme Court to render advisory opinions.
Judiciary, Finance.
Those are all the resolutions this morning, Mr.
We have
President.
Brief for these.
Just been informed that all the bills and resolutions introduced today will remain on the Senate Secretary's desk until 2 o'clock. So that if members want to co-sponsor any of this legislation, it's going to be a long list that's going through in terms of committee assignments if people don't want to sit through that entire list.
Thank you. Senate Secretary.
We are now to introduction of Senate bills. Senate Bill Number 1 by Senators Eliason, Schultz, and Fisher, an act relating to deadlines for action on funding the public education and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 2 by Senator Eliason, an act relating to deregulation of public utilities furnishing collection and disposal service of waste material.
CNRA, Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 3 by Senator Kutula, an act relating to protection of elderly persons from harm.
Yes, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 4 by Senator Jaroff, an act establishing the Alaska Gaming Commission and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 5 by Senator Jaroff, an act relating to the Power Project Revolving Loan Fund and to the powers of the Alaska Energy Authority to finance and make loans from the Power Project Revolving Loan Fund and to sell waste heat and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 6 by Senators Jaroff and Jones, an act relating to multiple beneficiary charitable gaming permits and door prizes for charitable gaming and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 7 by Senators Kurtula and Fisher, an act increasing the instructional unit value in the public school foundation formula and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 8 by Senator Kurtula, an act amending and making effective annuity program and amendments to the longevity bonus program and the permanent fund dividend program provided for in sections 2 through 18, Chapter 99, SLA 85, and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 9 by Senator Adams, an act naming the Bob Blodgett Nome Tiller Highway.
Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 10 by Senator Kutula, an act relating to management and investment of certain state funds and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 11 by Senators Cotton and Schultz and act relating to conference committee reports on appropriation bills and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 12 by Senator Menard, an act relating to prohibited eavesdropping of conversations.
Judiciary, State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 13 by Senator Fisher, an act providing for an advisory vote on the issue of capital punishment and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 14 by Senator Fisher, an act making a special appropriation to the Longevity Bonus Investment Fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 15 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to the Longevity Bonus Investment Fund and the Longevity Bonus Payment Fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 16 by Senator Duncan, an act including public school employees and the Public Employment Relations Act as Class A3 employees entitled to a right to strike after advisory arbitration and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, yes.
Senate Bill number 17 by Senator Fisher, an act relating to fingerprinting of minors and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 18 by Senators Pershall, Sturgiluski, Duncan, and Collins, an act establishing the Alaska State Pension Corporation relating to management investment of state pension funds and other state funds and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 19 by Senator Ewing, an act relating to treatment related to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
Yes, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 20 by Senator Fisher, an act making appropriations to the Department of Education for K-12 support and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 21 by Senator Fisher, entitled An Act Establishing a School Bond Debt Defeasance Fund and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 22 by Senator Fisher, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Permanent Fund Corporation to Establish a Defeasance Fund to Retire School Bond Debt and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 23 by Senator Krutula, entitled An Act Establishing the Chilatna Public Use Area.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 24 by Senator Krutula, entitled An Act Making Supplemental Appropriations to the Department of Administration and the Department of Health and Social Services related to the Longevity Bonus Program and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 25 by Senator Jaroff, entitled An Act Concerning the Exercise of Authority and Recovery of Damages by the State and its Municipalities and Villages in Matters Relating to Environmental Conservation. And relating to state assistance to municipalities and villages for expenses for prevention and abatement of environmental degradation, providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Finance.
Senate Bill number 26 by Senator Jaroff, entitled An Act Relating to Loans Under the Commercial Fishing Loan Act and to Limited Entry Permits Pledged as Security for Those Loans and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 27 by Senator Jaroff, entitled An Act Establishing a Fisheries Business Tax Credit and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 28 by Senator Jaroff, entitled An Act Relating to the Rental Fee Charged for Shore Fishery Leases and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 29 by Senator Sturgiluski, entitled An Act Amending an Appropriation and Making an Appropriation to the Budget Reserve Fund and
Finance.
Providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 30 by Senator Sturgiluski, entitled An Act Repealing the Statutory Budget Reserve Fund and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 31 by Senator Fisher, entitled An Act Making an Appropriation to the Department of Education for K-12 support for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1993, and providing for an effective date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 32 by Senators Duncan and Sturgiluski, entitled An Act Granting Certain Juvenile Correctional Institution Employees Status as Peace Officers Under the Public Employees Retirement System, providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 33 by Senator Ewing, entitled An Act Relating to Eligibility for a Permanent Fund Dividend, providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 34 by Senator Porchot, entitled An Act Relating to Absence from the State for Purposes of Qualifying for Longevity Bonuses.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 35 by Senator Porchot, entitled An Act Amending the Provisions Establishing the Civil Remedy of Forcible Entry and Detainer and Amending the Uniform Residential Landlord and Tenant Act to Reduce the Time After Giving Written Notice that a Landlord Must Wait to Terminate a Tenancy for Failure to Pay Rent When Due, Amending the Uniform Residential Landlord and Tenant Act with Respect to Illegal Activities Involving Alcoholic Beverages, Controlled Substances, and Imitation-Controlled Substances, Relating to Remedies for Landlords to Secure the Possession of Realty that is Used for Illegal Activities Involving Alcoholic Beverages, Controlled Substances, and Imitation-Controlled Substances, and Relating to the Duties of Peace Officers Making Arrests for Activities Involving Alcoholic Beverages, Controlled Substances, and Imitation-Controlled Substances in Rental Premises.
That was the title?
That was the title.
CNRA Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 36 by Senator Ewing, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Principal of the Permanent Fund and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 37 by Senator Menard, entitled An Act Relating to Food and Housing for Construction Workers at Remote Construction Sites on Public Construction Projects and Providing for an Effective Date.
Labor and Commerce, Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill number 38 by Senator Frank, entitled An Act Relating to the Obstruction or Hindrance of Lawful Hunting, Fishing, or Trapping.
Resources, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 39 by Senator Porchot, entitled An Act Relating to the Permanent Fund and the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation and Providing for an Effective Date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 40 by Senator Pierce, entitled An Act Regulating the Practice of Marital and Family Therapy, Amending Alaska Rule of Evidence 504A3, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Hess, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 41 by Senator Petula, entitled An Act Making a Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Maintenance of Class 3 Roads, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill number 42 by Senator Menard, entitled An Act Relating to Historic Mining and Transportation Trails.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 43 by Senator Collins, by request, entitled An Act Authorizing a Registered Nurse to Determine and Pronounce Death Under Certain Circumstances.
Hess, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 44 by Senator Cotula, entitled An Act Relating to the Establishment and Operation of State Veterans Home Facilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 45 by Senator Cotula, entitled An Act Making an Appropriation to the Department Administration for Establishment of a State Veterans Home and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 46 by Senator Pierce, entitled An Act Relating to the Chair of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
This bill is going to be referred to the Special Committee on Oil and Gas, which is going to be created tomorrow, and then to Resources.
Senate Bill number 47 by Senator Pierce, entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Coastal Policy Council.
CNRA, Resources.
Senate Bill number 48 by Senator Schultz, entitled An Act Relating to Calendaring Appropriation Bills for Consideration by a House of the Legislature.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 49 by Senator Schultz, entitled An Act Relating to the Tanana Valley State Forest.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill number 50 by Senator Fisher, entitled An Act Limiting Recruitment and Employment of School Administrators and Teachers.
Yes, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 51 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to Transfer of Service Credit by Active and Inactive Members and Former Members of the Teachers Retirement System and the Public Employees Retirement System.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 52 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to the Governor's Council for the Handicapped and Gifted and the Definition of Developmentally Disabled.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 53 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to Retirement Credit in the Public Employees Retirement System for Employees of the Former Alaska State Development Corporation.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 54 by Senators Adams and Schultz, entitled An Act Relating to State Aid for Education and Providing for an Effective Date.
Hiss, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 55 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to the Detention and Incarceration of Minors.
Hiss, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 56 by Senators Frank, Fahrenkamp, and Porcheau, entitled An Act Relating to the Dalton Highway.
Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 57 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to Hunting for Mountain Goat by Non-Resident Hunters and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources.
Senate Bill Number 58 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Relating to Preferences for Drawing Permits to Take Game.
Resources.
Senate Bill Number 59 by Senator Fahrenkamp, entitled An Act to Establish the Alaska Council on the Homeless and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Hess, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 60 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act directing the Commissioner of Community and Regional Affairs to establish and operate a security deposit payment guarantee program as part of a housing assistance effort to assist the homeless.
CRNA, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 61 by Senator Fahrenkamp, entitled An Act Relating to Utility Deposits for Homeless Individuals. With the advice and cooperation of the Department of Health and Social Services to establish and evaluate a pilot housing search service project for the homeless and those in temporary or unsafe housing and providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Hess, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 63 by Senator Fahrenkamp, entitled An Act Amending the Statement of the Duties of the Office of Public Advocacy, Department of Administration, to add responsibilities for mediation of landlord-tenant disputes arising under the Uniform Residential Landlord and Tenant Act and disputes involving tenants in certain state-assisted housing.
State Affairs, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 64 by Senator Fahrenkamp, entitled An Act Defining Sponsors for Purposes of Laws Relating to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 65 by Senator Duncan, entitled An Act Establishing the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority and Defining Its Powers and Duties Relating to the Administration of the State Mental Health Trust and to Appropriations Made to It and to Programs for Persons with Mental Illnesses or Handicaps and Abolishing the Interim Mental Health Trust Commission and Providing for an Effective Date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 66 by Senators Duncan and Curtula, entitled An Act Relating to Beverage Containers and Providing for an Effective Date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 67 by Senators Joan and Jaroff, An Act Relating to State Aid for Nonprofit Health Facilities and Providing for an Effective Date.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 68 by Senator Fisher, an act making a special appropriation for payment as a grant to the City of Kenai for construction of the final phase of the Kenai Congregate Housing Project and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 69 by Senator Eliason, an act relating to members of the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game.
Resources. Finance.
Senate Bill number 70 by Senator Pierce, an act relating to taxation by municipalities of certain property of governmental entities and providing for an effective date.
CNRA, Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 71 by Senator Curtula, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for highway construction and providing for an effective date.
Transportation, Finance.
Senate Bill number 72 by Senator Curtula, an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Railroad for construction of the railroad from Palmer to Moose Creek and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
Executive Order number 78, relating to the transfer of the Office of Equal Employment Opportunity from the Office of the Governor to the Department of Administration.
Brief at ease.
Executive Order 78, relating to the transfer of the Office of Equal Employment Opportunity from the Office of the Governor to the Department of Administration.
State Affairs, Finance.
And Executive Order number 79, transferring the Office of International Trade from the Governor's Office to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
That will be referred to a Special Committee on International Trade, and from there to Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction today, Mr. President.
Thank you. There is no business on the calendar today. Unfinished business. I'm making the following appointments to Legislative Budget and Audit. Senator Curtula, Vice Chair. Senator Duncan, Senator Eliason, Senator Adams, Senator Menard, Alternate Senator Hoffman. Legislative Council, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Chairperson. Senator Jones, Senator Pierce, Senator Prochot, Senator Eliason, Senator Halford, Senator Zaroff. Announcements? Senator Prochot?
I don't know if this is unfinished business or finished business, but I just wanted to observe on our first vote today, this was the first time in 6 years that I've been able to see how I voted, and I wanted to give my thanks to Ledge Council and to the Senate Secretary's Office for all their work in financing and putting up the voting system, and for very few of us in the population that have color deficiency problems, it's going to be a delightful change.
Thank you. I understand that. Senator Curtula.
Finance will meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Senate Finance Room, just kind of a rundown of some operations.
Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Rules Committee will meet upon adjournment in either the Belts or Butrovich Room, and we will have before us SGR 1, which is establishing the Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas, SR 2, establishing the Senate Special Committee on Ethics Reform, SR 3, establishing the Senate Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism, SR 4, establishing the special the Senate Special Committee on Domestic and International Commercial Fisheries, and also we wish to the committee to discuss the nomination of the Senate Secretary. So those will be the items on the agenda.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, the Senate stands in adjournment until 11 a.m. Tuesday, January 22nd.